陆家有没有记得这件事啊？
有
，yes， 是登山变相。
First transfiguration。
马太记载
，Matthew record。
马可记载
，Mark record。
陆家记载
，Luke also record。
约翰呢
？John
没有记载
，no。
约翰不需要一个登山变相的勇光，约翰福音从头到尾就是那个大光。
Because John doesn't need that kind of figure for life from transfiguration, because the whole book is filled with the light.
第一章就是那光是真光。
Because from the first chapter, it says that that light is
Jesus. 那光照亮一切世上，世界上
that light also illuminated the whole world.
约翰福音第八章说，耶稣说，我就是这个生命的光。
And John chapter 8 says that I am the light of life.
我就是世界的光。
And I'm the light of the world.
跟从我的人就不在黑暗里走，必要找到生命的光。
He who follow me will not walk in the darkness. He will find the light of life.
好，回到我们刚才讲的。
And coming to what we say.
马太记载耶稣变
成。Matthew recorded.
马可记载耶稣。
Mark record transfiguration.
路加记载耶稣。
Luke also recorded.
但是
，But then，
是哪一本书记载他们三个人讨论的讲到耶稣死的事情
？Which book recorded that they discussed about Jesus then？
谁呀、啊、
？Who？
是路加福音。
Look，
你们又答对了。
So you're right。
所以路加福音记载一句很重要的话。
So Luke recorded a very important statement。
就是当律法、先知、救赎三个在一起的时候，救赎是中心点。
When the law, when the prophet, when salvation come together, salvation is a center point.
而律法跟先知真正讨论重点就是这个中心的耶稣救赎的这个重点。
And also the discussion of the law and prophet, the center of discussion is the salvation.
所以对我来说
，just to me,
登山变相这三个人出现
，transfiguration that three personalities appear,
最好解释罗马书三章二十一节的一件事。
It is the best interpretation of Romans chapter 3 verse 21.
今天这样听我解释是。所有注释书没有提到。
You cannot find it in all other commentaries.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
当我在二十八年前
，28 years ago，
第一次解罗马书的时候
，the first one interpreted the book of Romans，
我看了这些圣经的重要性。
I saw the importance of this verse.
在律法之外
，outside the laws，
却不是反对律法
，but it's not contrary to the law.
先知之后。
After the prophet,
为先知所证
，but then it was testified by the prophet.
整个旧约
，the whole Old Testament,
他们的侍奉没有结束
，the ministry did not conclude.
因为整个旧约就是预备人进到新约
，because the Old Testament prepares to enter the New Testament.
整个律法
，the whole law,
律法的功用没有结束
，and the function of law doesn't end.
因为律法极消极的功用是要把人带到更积极的指向耶稣基督。
Because the passive function of the law to point us to the positive function of Jesus.
一个先知的这事
，and as the ministry of the prophet
没有结束
，it doesn't end。
先知不能救，只告诉人救主要来。
Because prophet cannot save, only point of the saving will come。
那么我怎么证明律法跟先知是为耶稣做见证
？How would I prove that this law and prophet testify for Jesus？
你说我基督徒自己自言其说
，so you say we have the circular argument。
基督徒自己自说自话
，so we tell our own story。
就是逻辑里面是最可怕的事情
，so that's the most pitiful thing in logic。
就叫自以为。
So that's a secular argument.
基督徒自己说的，律法为我做见证，为耶稣做见证，先知为耶稣做见证。
So the Christian only will say the law and prophet testify to Jesus.
但是不但是在理论上是这样
，not only theoretically so，
在事实上也是这样。
But in fact, it is so.
因为耶稣变相的时候
，because when the three transfiguration，
摩西在那边
，Moses was there，
以利亚在那边
，Elijah was there。
摩西预表律法
，Moses symbolized the law。
以利亚预表先知
，Elijah symbolizes the prophet.
他们是旧约的两个最大的代表
，and they were the big representative of the Old Testament.
耶稣代表新约的救主
，and Jesus represents the savior of the New Testament.
这三件事是互相矛盾、互相攻击的呢，或者是互相成全、互相合一的呢
？That these three things contradict each other, or did they complement and being unified?
是互相成全的。
But they accomplished.
因为摩西跟以利亚谈论什么的
？Because Moses and Elijah, what did they discuss?
谈论耶稣的十字架。
About Jesus cross.
讲律法最后要把人带到十字架的救恩，对不对
？Then the law wants to bring us to the law, to the cross, is right.
先知是预言，也指向人需要的十字架的救恩，对不对
？The prophet also point that humankind needs the salvation of the cross.
是这样。
Yes.
就是这样
，It is so。
所以这件事情的意义就更深的表明。
So that it is more clearly being manifested in this verse。
我讲的这么长不要紧
Now my I talk very long.
我讲完了，你读这一节，你马上明白。
Because after I spoke such a long explanation, you understand this verse.
我们再读一次好不好
？One more time we read.
罗马书三章第二十一节。
23.
但如今上帝的义，在律法以外，已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证。再读一次，一二三。但如今上帝的义，在律法以外，已经显明出来。
有律法和先知为证
啊！你听清楚了？
So、你明白了？
好，现在你看这里。
Now you see here.
律法以外已经显明出来了。
Outside the law is being manifested.
但是不是反对律法
？It doesn't contradict the law.
不是违背先知的。
Not contrary to the law.
不是冲突的。
Not contrary to
the law. 有律法和先知为证。
Because there's a testimony coming from the prophet and laws.
彼得、雅各、约翰看见摩西、耶稣、以利亚在一起。
Peter, James, and also John said that Jesus, Moses, Elijah was together.
高兴得不得了。
So they rejoiced.
有的人高兴了就不能讲话。
Some were so happy they cannot. They was astounded.
高兴到不能讲话。
That they cannot. They're speechless.
还有的人高兴到乱讲话。
The people were so happy they talk anything.
所以雅各。
So James
还有约翰
and John
两个人就不大会讲话了。
So they were speechless.
口才好的彼得就讲话了。
And the eloquent Peter said,
在这里正好。
It's good to be here.
高山上
on a mountain
睡完觉。
After we slept,
精神好。
We have good spirit.
见异象
and we see the vision.
空气清新
and the air is fresh.
温度凉爽
and the temperature is good.
我们做三座棚，让你们三个永远住在这里。
Why not make three tents so that you will stay here eternally?
耶稣啊
，Jesus，
让我做三座棚好不好
？Let me make three tents.
一座给你
，one for you.
一座给以利亚
，one for Elijah.
一座给摩西
，one for Moses.
因为你们刚才讨论很累，我们是睡觉了。
So you were so exhausted because you discovered we were sleeping.
三个棚给你们休息。
Two tents for you to rest.
Three bungalows for three great persons. 啊，让我们在这里来度空中山上好空气的生活吗
？So they will lead a good life, the fresh air in the mountain.
耶稣们，是是是，谢谢你，哇，你的好心肠啊！我们就在这里开个六个人的退休会。
So we have a retreat here up here, six person.
耶稣不讲话。
Jesus did not say.
突然间
，suddenly，
云彩过去了
，the clouds
遮住了他们
，and also covered them.
他们伸出。不知道看见什么了。
And they open their eyes, they can see it.
云彩过了以后呢
？After the clouds,
摩西不见了。
Moses disappeared.
以利亚不见
了。Elijah disappeared.
他们不见一人。
Not seeing anybody.
只见谁
？Only
只见耶稣一个人。
Jesus alone.
那个时候，天父就讲话了。
And then the Heavenly Father spoke.
这是我儿子。
This is my son.
我所喜悦的。
I'm not pleased.
你们要听。
You must listen to him.
上帝没有说摩西是他的儿子。
Jesus, God did not say that Moses is my son.
上帝没有说以利亚是他的儿子。
God did not say that Elijah is my son.
上帝只把摩西当作朋友。
Only that Moses did as friend.
把以利亚当作朋友。
Elijah is a friend.
摩西面对面见上帝。
Moses when he saw God face to face.
以利亚在山上屈膝。他说：“难道你隐瞒不告诉我这个事情
？”Elijah said, "Up in the mountain, he said, 'Would you hide this thing from me?'"
所以神把心意讲给摩西，讲给以利亚，好像讲给他的朋友亚伯拉罕。
God has spoken his mind to Moses. Elijah has spoken to Abraham, his friend.
这些人从来上帝没有说他是我儿子。
But these people, God never said that they are my son.
这彼得讲错话
，When Peter has spoken wrongly，
三个人一个人一座棚
，So three persons make one tent for
you。太好了，你们住在里面很舒服。
You will stay there comfortably。
换一句话说
，In other words，
他把三个人等量齐观，一视同仁。
He equalized the three persons。
上帝说不能
，God say no。
律法
，Law，
先知
，Prophet，
不过是见证基督
，Only to testify to Christ Jesus，
不是同样的。
Not equal.
我相信，如果今天我讲到一半，以利亚跑出来
，I believe that halfway will preach here that Elijah come.
就没有人要听我，一直看他。
Nobody will listen to me, but will look at him.
因为这个唐崇荣以后还会来吗
？Because even though will come again.
礼拜一常常来吗
？He comes every Monday.
以利亚今天来，什么时候再来，谁知道
？Elijah come today, but when will he come again? Nobody knows.
从前没有到吉隆坡来过。
In the past, he has not come to Kuala Lumpur.
就注意以利亚，注意摩西，忘记耶稣的重要性。
So they pay attention to Moses and Elijah and neglect the importance of Jesus.
上帝说你有没有搞错
God said you're wrong.
中间这个才是
The center one is the most important.
这是我的儿子
This is my son.
我是喜悦的
I'm the one I think.
上帝说你们来听他们。
And God said, listen to them.
你们来听他。
Listen to.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为律法跟先知是为救恩做见证的。
Because law and prophet only but to testify to salvation.
你明白了吗
？Understand?
顺便告诉一件事好不好
？And to tell you one more thing.
摩西有没有进迦南
？Moses did not. Did he go to Canaan？
没有进迦南。有。
Did he？
他在。耶稣登山变相站在他旁边，什么没有进山
？On the mountain of transfiguration, he went to Canaan.
所以摩西的肉身没有进过迦南。
Physically, he did not.
摩西的灵性进了迦南。
But in the spirit, he came.
永恒中间他是进迦南的。
In eternity, he entered the kingdom.
肉身的软弱中他是暂时没有进去。
In the weakness of his physical body, temporarily, he did not enter Canaan.
圣经很奇妙哈。
Very marvelous in the Bible. Amazing.
上帝说摩西。你可以在尼泊山上看见迦南美地，你不能进去。
Upon that mountain you can watch and see the kingdom you can enter.
1500年以后
，But 1500 years later，
上帝说：“你以为我的摩西没有进去
？”You thought my Moses did not enter？
跑出来给你看，他在那。
So he is there.
感谢上帝
，Praise the Lord.
感谢上帝
，Praise the Lord.
但是呢
，But then
摩西
，Moses
先知
，Prophet
耶稣
，Jesus
不是矛盾。
Not contradicting.
不是三件事
，not three events，
是一件事。
One
是摩西预备百姓知罪认罪，等耶稣来赦罪。
Moses prepared the own people to repent, to know the sin, for Jesus come to forgive.
先知们预言救恩，知道有救主要来，告诉人家耶稣是救主。
The prophet prepared the people, knowing that Jesus the Savior will come, and then said that Jesus is the one.
好不好啊
？Isn't that good?
好不好？好。表示你的律法里面没有盼望的，你的救恩里面有盼望。
Which is in the law you have no hope, but in salvation you have hope.
你的旧约走投无路，在新约有一条又新又活的道。
You come to the dead end in the Old Testament, and with the New Testament you come to the living way.
你的神的审判之下，你没有办法离开上帝的愤怒。
Under the judgment of God, you cannot run away from the wrath of God.
你的律法之外。有耶稣基督代替你承担上帝的审判。
But outside the law, Jesus was substituted in a place to be judged by God.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
当你明白了二十一节以后
，When you understand verse 21,
那么二十二到二十六节你就很清楚了。
From verse 22 to 26, you understand very clearly.
我们再读一次好不好
？We read one more time.
从二十一我读，二十二到二十六你读。但如今上帝的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证。
就是上帝的义，因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别，因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了上帝的荣耀，如今却蒙上帝的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白称义。上帝设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，
要显明上帝的义。因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先知所犯的罪，好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也信称耶稣的人为义。请你注意第二十二节
，verse 22，
上帝义已经显明出来
，God's righteousness has been manifested。
再看二十五节
，verse 25，
要显明上帝的义
，and also to manifest God's righteousness。
二十六节
，26，
好在今时显明他的义。
So that even today it manifests righteousness.
在这里显明义，显明义，显明义，一共三次。
To demonstrate his righteousness three times.
好，请你注意第二十二节。
Now pay attention to verse 22.
上帝的义
，God's righteousness.
因信耶稣基督
，and because we believe in Jesus.
加给一切相信的人
，has been given to all those who believe.
大家念的是一二三，上帝的义，因信耶稣基督，加给一切信的人，因信加给信的人。
Through faith, he gives all those who believe.
In 信加给信的。
And true belief is given to all those have faith.
True belief give to those true believer. True faith give to those who have faith in him. 所以这里是几次用信呢
？So how many times you use faith here?
几次啊 ？In 信加给信的人，信用几次啊？两次
，true faith to those who give to those who have faith。
你还记得去年讲过的道吗
？So last year what have we spoken？
由以信，以至以信。
From faith to faith。
你记得吗？啊，这里说什么呢 ？In 信加给信的。
From faith, true faith to give to those who have faith。
那 in 信什么呢
？To believe in what？
In 信加给 那些信耶稣的人。
To faith, to give to those who have faith in Jesus.
上帝的意因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人。
He said that God, this righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe.
那信的人后来变成信的耶稣基督的人。
And those who have faith now becoming those who believe in Jesus.
信的人变成信耶稣基督的人。
So those who have faith become those who have faith in Jesus.
什么意思呢？
What's the meaning?
他们的信心就变成到了一个真正的方向。
So then there's a true direction in their faith.
他们信神。
They believe in God.
现在他们知道神在基督里赐下救恩。
So they know that God in Jesus Christ given us a salvation.
他们就信基督。
So they believe now in Jesus Christ.
他们信神。
They believe in God.
信神才了基督。
And also believe Christ Jesus is sent by God.
相信独一的上帝。
To believe the only God,
你相信他所差来的独生子。
And to believe the only Son that He sent to us,
这就是永生。
And that's eternal life.
信神而不信基督的人。
If you were to believe God, do not believe in Jesus.
在普遍启示里面，发挥信仰。
That also you have faith only in general revelation.
就在普遍恩典里面蒙上帝的赐福。
So in common grace, you are blessed by God.
信神又神赐下基督的人。
But those who believe in God and believe that God has given His Son,
就从普遍恩典中间跳到救赎性的恩典的范围里面。
So it is from the common grace that comes to the saving grace.
不是单单在这个普遍的启示里面看见上帝的存在。
So not only in general revelation you see the existence of God.
特殊的启示里面看见上帝救赎的方法。
But in special revelation you see the way of salvation of God.
所以你因信的缘故。
So because of faith,
神就把救恩给你了。
God has given you the salvation.
你信神又信耶稣基督。
When you believe in God and know in Jesus,
相信独一的上帝。
Believe in the only God,
并且他所差来的耶稣基督。
And also the one He has sent, that Jesus Christ.
这就是永生。
And that's called eternal life.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
整个罗马书里面有充满这个信，由于信以至于信的这些记号在里面。
So there's a sign of this from faith to faith about Romans.
上帝的义显明在哪里呢？
Where is God's righteousness being manifested?
显明在那些因信耶稣基督被称义的人。
Manifested in those who believe in Jesus and being justified.
并没有分别。
And there's no difference.
这句话到底在讲什么？
What do you mean?
这句话是在讲第二章跟第三章，第一章跟第二章所提到的，人人都是罪。
It mentioned about the first chapter and second chapter, all men have sinned.
第一章说什么呢？
The first chapter say,
外邦人是罪。
The Gentiles are sinners.
第二章说什么呢？
The second chapter,
犹太人也是罪。
The Jews also are sinners.
第三章说什么呢？
The third chapter,
大家都是罪。
We are all sinners.
好，我再讲一次啊。第一章说什么呢？
First chapter,
外邦人是罪。
The Gentiles are sinners.
第二章说什么呢？
The second chapter,
犹太人也是罪。
The Jews also are sinners.
第三章说什么呢？
And the third chapter,
所以大家都是罪。
So、we are all sinners.
跟我说一二三，第一章说外邦人是罪。哈哈，犹太人高兴，那外邦人是罪人。
And the Jews are very happy because the Gentiles are sinners.
保罗第二章说，犹太人也是罪人。
And Paul second chapter said that also the Jews are sinners.
啊，我也是罪人。
Am I also sinner? Yes.
所以第三章说什么？
The third chapter says,
大家都是罪人。
We are all sinners.
谁叫做没有分别的？
So there's no difference.
那么罪人，无论你有宗教没有宗教。
Sinner, whether religion or not.
无论你有神论没有神论。
Whether you are atheist or not atheist.
无论你回教徒或者你副教徒。
Whether you are a Buddhist or not.
当你信上帝而相信上帝差遣耶稣来的时候，你没有分别，你就可以称义。
When you believe in Jesus and also in the God who sent him, then you will be justified.
也是我在澳洲，
我说呢，我是 Australian。
我问你个人 ，Are you a Christian?
I ask a person, is he Christian?
他说 ，No. 好几个 No. 一直 No。
不是。
I'm an atheist。
我是一个无神论者。
他是无神论者。
无神论者 atheist。
我推他说 ，God loves even atheists。
我说神也爱无神论者。
What did you say？
那你说什么？
他说你说什么？
你说什么
？I don't believe in God。
我不相信神。
我说 ，But God loves those who do not believe in Him。
他说神也相信那些不相信的人。
不信他的上帝爱你的。
神也爱那些不信的人。
Is that true？
真的吗
？That's God。
神在哪里
？God is here。
神在这里。
He sent me to talk to you。
他差我来向你传讲，
你明白了吗？无论你是有神论
，whether you are，
无论你是无神论
，whether you are，
无论是犹太人
，whether you are，
是希利尼人
，whether you
are， 无论是外邦人
，whether you are Gentile，
或者你是有律法的
，whether you are law，
没有分别
，no difference，
不要骄傲
，don't proud，
不一样，我从小主日学
，no I'm different because I go to the Sunday school when I was young，
他从小做流氓，我是自私的孩子。
I'm the son of
我受过律法的教养。
I'm trained by the law。
保罗说没有分别。
Paul said there's no difference。
你是罪人。
You're a sinner。
他也是罪人。 你说我比较好。
He said, better.
那你是好罪人。
You are a good sinner.
他是坏罪人。
He's a bad sinner.
没有分别。
No difference.
我受过教育。
I've been educated.
你是受教育的罪人。
You are an educated sinner.
没有受教育的罪人。
He's not educated sinner.
我有律法。
Have the law.
你有律法而犯法的罪人。
So you are the sinner under the law.
他是没有律法不知道犯法的罪人。
So he the sinner who is without the law and sin.
我是有摩西的律法的人。
Have the Moses law with me.
你是知法犯法而不承认也不愿意受法的罪人。
So you are the one with the law and yet you sin, and also you are the one to be judged.
他不知道他犯法，现在他知道要信耶稣才可以免受犯罪。
But he's the one who doesn't know the law, but now know that if you believe in Jesus, you will not be judged.
没有分别。
No difference.
好，第二十三节出来了。
Verse 23.
我讲这节圣经是基督徒最会背的第二节圣经。
This is the second verse that we can.
基督徒最熟的一节圣经就是约翰三章十六节。
John chapter 3 verse 16 is what the Christian knows the most.
上帝爱大家来背。上帝爱啊，不必背，我知道你会。我们来背约翰一书三章十六节。
First John chapter 3 verse 16.
一二三。你背不出来了。约翰三章十六节你就会了。
You know John chapter 3 verse 16.
约翰一书三章十六节也很伟大，你不会背。
First John chapter 3 verse 16 also very great.
我背给你听好不好？
所以
基督为我们舍命，我们从此就知道什么叫做罪，我们也应当为弟兄舍命，很伟大的。
It's a great statement.
你不知道。
But you don't know.
好，我们现在来背罗马三章二十三节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 23.
这是第二个最会背的。因为世人啊，真的你第二个会背了，第三就不知道是什么了。再次一二三，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了上帝。这里保罗不讲犹太人了。
Here Paul doesn't say about the Jews.
他也不讲外邦人了。
About the Gentiles.
他不讲希利尼人。
About the Hellenics.
他不讲愚昧人。
About the foolish.
他不讲聪明人。
About the intelligent.
他不讲有律法的人。
The one with law.
他不讲没有律法的。
The one without law.
他讲什么？世人。为什么呢？The same
一样，
白人是白罪人。
Whether it's white men is white sinners，
黑人是黑罪人。
The blacks are black sinners，
男人是男罪人。
The males are male sinners，
女人是女罪人。
The female are female sinners，
大人是大罪人。
And the old is the old sinners，
小孩子是小罪人。
And also the boys are the little sinners，
老人是老罪人。
The old are the old sinners，
世人。
The whole world
scope is not universal。
那整个的范围是包括整个世界。
The scope is the widest.
那整个范围是很广的。
Include all races, all nations, all color, all kind, all people.
包括了所有的人类，无论是肤色、文化等等。
世人都犯了罪。
All have sinned.
我问你，这样的一句话，除了圣经，还有哪一本书这样讲？没有。
This statement after the Bible, which book would say that?
没有。
No.
孔子的书只能书能无过。
Confucius said that I cannot say that I have done without sin.
Who can avoid from doing mistakes?
谁能无过？孰能无过呢？
有谁能无过
？Who can be without sin?
有这个意思在里面。
And that is the meaning here.
但是这里不是讲过错，这里讲罪恶。
But here it doesn't talk transgression or sin.
如果你这个有过错，可能你不知道。
If you have the wrong thing, yet you don't know.
犯罪是你有份的。
But when you sin, you have a shame.
所以圣经的话比所有的哲学更真切的、更深入的、更个别的提到我们的状况。
So the word of the Bible is more precise and more individual.
世人都犯罪。
All have sinned.
亏欠了上帝的荣耀。
And fall short of the glory of God.
什么叫做罪呢？
What am I seeing?
保罗不是世人都犯了罪，因为小的时候都偷看。
And Paul did not say that all sin because when you are young you cheated.
大的都欺负老婆。
And also when you are old you cheat your wife.
世人都犯了罪，因为做生意都不诚实。
He said all have sin because you are not honest in your business.
有一些人还有外遇。
And some also have.
世人都犯了罪。
Relationship all have sin.
会赌博，会喝酒，会抽烟。
And gamble, you drunk.
他不这样讲。
He did not say that.
所以当他第一次把罪的观念最严肃的普遍。讲出来的时候
So first time when he mentioned about the sinness of sin
保罗说什么呢
What did Paul say
什么叫做罪
What is sin
亏欠上帝的荣耀
Fall short of the glory of God
这是圣经里面最最重要的一个很大的定义
This is the most important definition of life
什么意思
What do you mean
这里提到的罪不是从行为的这一方面 的层面看出来。
He doesn't look at sin from the perspective of conduct.
这里想讲的罪的问题是从人反映神形象本性的责任看出来。
From the responsibility of how men to reflect the image of God.
我是人
，I'm a man.
我是照上帝荣耀的形象造
，created of the glorious image of God.
我应当完完全全把上帝荣耀彰显出来。
Perfectly must reflect the glory of God.
如果我亏损的这一方面
，if I fall short of this，
这个叫做罪哦
，that's called sin.
所以，请你注意，从来没有人像保罗把罪的定义这样完美、这样准确、这样精简、这样重要的。提出来只有一句话。
No one like Paul has given the definition of sin in such a precise and concise and also a great man.
What is sin?
什么是罪呢？
Sin is making short of the glory of God.
那是亏欠神的荣耀。
什么叫做亏欠荣耀变成罪？
What is falling short and that's sin?
我们中国人、东方人很多不能了解这样的话语。
You know, Chinese can understand this.
你是罪人。
You're a sinner, say.
啊，你再讲我打你。
Zero boxing.
我没有赌博。
I never gamble.
我没有放火。
I never kill.
我没有杀人。
I never kill. I'm a sapphire.
我没有偷东西。你敢说我是罪人？
You can say I'm sinner.
所以你问他，那么你说罪是什么呢？
What am I sin?
罪就我做了一些犯法的事，这样叫。
I've done something against the law and this is called sin.
所以普通的人对罪的定义都是主动的、违背的、法律的规定。犯了法害了人，这个叫做罪。
So in the ordinary concept, we see that we have killed, we have gone against the law.
永远没有办法看到最高的层次。
So forever, we cannot see the higher level.
那个层次是什么
？What's that level?
人与神的关系决定人与人的关系。
So because man's relationship with God determines man's relationship with others.
人与神之间的关系不正确的时候，人与人的关系永远没有办法修正。
When man's relationship with God is wrong, you cannot rectify relationship which is wrong between us and others.
这个 microphone 如果坏了
，When this microphone is not functioning well,
你怎么修什么修
？No matter how you repair,
结果你修好了。
When that is well,
它还是照样没有办法。
But it still can't.
为什么呢
？Why?
原来不是里面坏什么，原来是这条线没有连上去。
Because it is this wire was not connected,
对不对呢？所以你大声讲也没有办法。
No matter how loud you shout, you cannot help it.
你换里面所有的这个零件也没有办法。
If you were to change all the parts here, you cannot wait.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为一个最基本的条件。它要跟这个线连在一起
，because the most basic thing is it must connected with the wire。
你明白了吗
？Understand 啊？
所以人按照上帝的形象
，so man is created after the image of God。
人对神有反照他荣耀，有他圣洁的彰显的这个责任。
Man have to reflect and reflect the glory of God。
你对神的责任已经断绝了。
When he has severed from the relationship with God，
神就不是单单从你对人的行动怎么样危害人来看你。
God will not see you only from your human relationship with others.
神从你本身的完整已经受亏损，神的荣耀没有办法彰显出来，这方面看你是一个罪。
But from your wholesomeness of yourself, you already have fallen short.
这是一个很特别的观念。
This is a very special concept.
这个观念后来影响了奥古斯丁神学的基础。
This concept actually affected this Augustine's foundation with theology.
每一次希腊文这个罪出现的时候
，so every time when this word sin in Greek appears,
一共有五个字
and the five words.
最重要的一个字叫 hamartia,
and the most important is hamartia.
另外一个字叫 agidia,
in other words.
那么这个 hamartia 是什么呢？
When this hamartia, what does it mean?
达不到目标。
Cannot reach that.
我没有办法达到我应当达到的目标，叫做我失去了。
I've fallen short of the target, and I'm lost.
Miss what?
你失去了什么
？Miss the target.
我失去了那个标准。
我射箭的咻，砰，中地的时候，那个就叫做呢，你达到目的了。
When I have that blue eye, which I have reached the purpose.
当你的箭射的太远或者太近的时候，没有达到目标的时候，你说 hamartia.
When my arrow is overshot and fallen short, I say that hamartia.
Hamartia.
I've lost.
什么意思呢？I missed the target.
我已经失去了我的这个耙。
OK， 这个是字义。
And that is the word meaning.
但是保罗一方面用这个字。
On the one hand, Paul uses this word.
人人都犯了罪。
Everyone have sinned.
保罗带出一个总观念出来。
And that is the concept.
这个观念是全本圣经总原则的观念。
And that is the concept in principle of the Bible.
What is sin?
什么是罪？
Sin is not merely a wrongdoing.
罪不单单是做错而已。
Sin is not only something against the law and constitution.
不单单只是对宪法那些立法的违背。
Sin is not only regarded as something harmful to neighbors.
罪不单单只是说我们对邻居有所伤害。
But the sin.
什么叫罪？
Sin is not only something hurting your own dignity and your own glory.
罪乃是伤害我们自己的尊荣。
What's sin?
什么是罪？
罪是把上帝的荣耀亏缺了。
Sin which may be a force of the glory of God.
好，现在请大家看这里啊。
Look here.
这本诗歌是很完整的。
And this hymn is very complete.
有没有完美啊？
Is it
complete? 有。
Yes.
有没有？
Is it?
这里有一本诗歌。
As a hymn.
从第一面。
First page.
到最后一面。
The last page.
第32面
page 32,
还有封面封底封面底封底底
so for the colors、
啊、还有这个连这个把它钉好的钉子都完美
and even right in the center even punch
没有少一面
not even a single page like
没有少一个字
not a single word lost
完完全全完美的一本诗
a complete perfect hymn
OK 后来
later on
我不在的时候
when I was here
有人要买花生
someone to buy peanuts
就撕了一张
so they put on one page
拿去包花生
and on one of the rabbits 他将不得
他当两块
$2
他拿去吃的
when took it and eat it
吃完的时候就
吃了 after that it's horny
这本书完美不完美呢
is this book still perfect
很完美
yes perfect
但是我不注意里面少了一张了
but then there's one page lacking
所以这本书还在吗
is it still there
在
yes
有没有
is it there
有
yes
有什么
what is it
有所有的再加上有了亏欠
There's everything that is had by lacking one half.
所以现在双重有啊。
So two having
has the substance and has some damage.
它有它的本质，也是有它的缺陷。
所以有
，there's a
有加上有亏欠
，and there is also a lacking.
那么第二个有是不是有呢
？The second is that a is
是有亏欠
？Yes, is lacking.
第二个有是有没有的那一部分。
The second is the is with or without that.
The second is something is not.
The second is not.
那这个变成哲学问题了。
That's my philosophical thesis.
你说我不懂。
He said, I don't understand.
不懂我再讲给你听了。
One more time, explains.
另外一个人又来了。
That person come.
哇，他又咳嗽没有纸。
So he had to cough without a paper.
他再试的。
So he come again, and it's like paper.
第三个又来了。
And the third one comes.
糟糕，到厕所忘记带纸。
That paper to go to the toilet.
他再试一张纸。
Yeah, that one.
你现在懂了哈。
So you now understand.
已经有了很多没有的。
So that is a lot is not.
那些没有的现在变成在这本书里面已经存在了没有。
So that is not become the one which is existing here.
你说我还不懂。
So I still don't understand.
还有人说糟糕了下雨了他试一张。
Now raining, he pulled one more page and then to cover himself.
后来再一个人来了。
And that person comes.
我要写字没有纸怎么写写
纸。I'm done with that paper, so he pulled one page.
后来再一个人来了。
And then one comes.
再试一张纸。
One more page.
这个就这一本是什么有亏欠的本。
So this book is one that is it not
有亏欠
with it is not
这个有亏欠
and there's a lacking
这个再有亏欠
and lacking
这个再有亏欠
and then lacking
最后啊这一张最白的
oh this is whitest
画图画真好
it's good to draw
现在我怎么办呢
what to do now
当这张全部拿掉你说油变成没有了
so the is now become
对不对呢对不对呢 OK 好了现在我们要分的时候呢
So when we divide,
你说这本给你看，
I'll、
今天
这
本给你唱诗，你打开来、
so、，nothing，
空空如也
，nothing。
你说这个有 damage 东西，为什么你给我
？So this damage, how come you give to me？
你说这话还不懂，
好， understand?
我现在不用书了，
能懂吗？
一块饼干
，biscuit，
好好的饼干
，complete biscuit，
大大的饼干
，big one。
你放在哪边
？When you put it there，
你不在的时候
，When I'm not there，
老鼠说
，The rat comes。
你饿我也饿
，You're hungry I'm hungry。
你有人权我有属权
，So you have a right as I have right。
你需要我也需要
，You have need。
饥饿是痛苦的
，Because hunger is a painful thing。
不在的时候
，When I'm not there，
大家呀呀呀呀呀呀呀呀呀呀呀呀呀呀呀呀。你回来的时候
，So when you come back，
你说这个饼干还在吗？有没有
？Discuss today yes。
有
，Yes，
但是。有的不像
It's not like the former one.
因为这个不但饼干油
That's a biscuit.
这个油的饼干又油了空穴
But this biscuit that is, but yet this is, it's not.
油了空穴
That is the lacking.
本来油饼干
这 there was a biscuit.
现在这饼干有了空缺
But there's a deprivation.
所以饼干有没有
Is that a biscuit?
有
Yes.
这个饼干有没有空缺
Is that a deprivation?
有
Yes.
所以它变成两个油 对不对
So there are two is now.
饼干还有
There's still the biscuit.
但是有了空缺
But there is a lacking.
这个呢还有
There's still man.
但是有了缺点
But there is a weakness.
这个油加上油是更完美或者更不完美
So this A plus that A is more complete or less complete.
有缺点的油是真正完美的油或者不完美的油
is that is with a lacking is it a complete is or is not complete is
有没有空缺
is that a lacking
有
yes
有没有亏损
is that a deprivation
有亏损什么意思
what does the deprivation what do you mean
有亏损就是有了没有的那一部分
which is you have that part that you don't have
就是有了一部分没有的
so there's a part that you don't have
这个有亏损就是有了一部分现在没有的叫做有亏损
The provision means there's a part which is formerly there
什么叫有罪呢
What is that the sin
就是有了亏损的叫做有罪
And that is the provision that's called sin
从来没有人这样看
Nobody has looked at this in such a manner
保罗是人类历史中第一个这样看的
Paul is first to look at that
而且他看整个人类是上帝的荣耀
He said the whole man is the glory of God
当人亏欠上帝的荣耀的时候
Man falls of the glory of God
就有罪了
You have sinned
什么叫做有罪了
What do you have sinned
有了没有的部分叫做有罪
With the part that's without
你生命中间的有应当完美的
So the is in the life must be complete
所以你有了不完美之处
But now you have them which is lacking
不完美之处在哪里
Which is incomplete
就是完美的油中间有一部分已经不油了
So in the completion there's a part now you don't have
The part which is lost that caused the sin of your perfection
那么你失去那个部分就成为你的罪
你所没有的一部分
The one you have lost
就成为你完美的罪恶
Become also the sin of the completion
你明白吗这个人什么都好
This man is good in every aspect
就是 有脾气
He has a temper
那么有脾气好吗
Temper is good
但他脾气发起来哎呀火山都不如
When his temper is worse than a volcano
你看他打电话 Hello 你好吗
When he says telephone is hello are you good
就在打电话前一秒钟了
But one second before he called
他跟丈夫吵架大开得不了
You have a quarrel with husband
不然你 clean 他就 Hello
And then the clean and say hello
你没有见过这样的人你不知道什么叫做秋夏春冬的变化
And if you've not seen, have not seen this kind of man you don't know what is the four seasons
所以这个人很好
He's a good man
很美丽
Beautiful
很好
Very good
他有很大的脾气你没有看
But that's a great temper you never see
那个有很大的脾气就是他的缺点
With a great temper and that is a
shortage 所以那个有就是他的命有
And that is
你明白了啊，这个人什么都好就是什么脾气都没有
and that person is very good because he has no temper
那么你说有脾气也不对没有脾气也不对怎么讲呢
it's not good to be temper or without temper you
他完全没有脾气这就是他的缺点
he doesn't have any temper at all that is shortcoming
人家打他他也笑笑的
and people slap him as you smile
人家杀他他还笑笑的
kill him as you smile
他什么好就是这一点不好
so he's good in every aspect but this thing is no good
为什么呢
why
因为他还要照顾孩子人家杀他他笑笑的
But he still has to take care of children people want to kill his
没有人可以照顾孩子了
Nobody wants to take care of children 所以
保罗要 表达的观点是什么
So what is the concept called to express
亏欠的存在
The existence of the falling short
就是罪的存在
Is the existence of sin
大家说一二三亏欠的存在就是罪的存在我用另外一次表达
So another way I want to express it.
不存在叫做亏欠。
The non-existing means that a sin.
在神荣耀中间的不存在就等于罪在我们生命中间的存在。
The non-existing in the glory of God which means sin is existing in our life.
The missing of the glory of God, it means the existing of sin in our life.
那生命里面荣耀的失去而在生命中罪的存在。
这样你没有办法中立。
So let's not do it for granted.
神的荣耀完美的时候
，The glory of God when it's perfect.
罪是虚无的。
Then there's no existence of sin.
当罪完美的时候 完全充满的时候
，When sin is dead filled,
就是神的荣耀完全空缺。
When God's glory is totally deprived.
当罪占有一部分的时候
，When there's a portion of the occupation,
神的荣耀就亏损了一部分。
Then God's glory is not deprived.
从这个角度来看
，From this perspective,
每一个人都欠了上帝的荣耀。
Everyone falls short of the glory of God.
每一个人都得罪上帝。
So everyone has gone against God.
每一个人都亏欠上帝。
And falls short of the glory of God.
所以世人都是罪人。
So all people of the world are sinners.
保罗的意思是说
，Paul said,
你不要告诉我你有律法。
Don't tell me you have laws.
你以为你很骄傲。
You thought you have your boast.
因为你有律法，你就知道你多少违背律法。
Because when you have a law, you know how much you go against law.
你不要告诉我你有宗教。
Don't tell me you have religion.
因为你的宗教不是帮助你，乃是指证你是违背了宗教多少。
Because your religion doesn't help you, but you point how much you go against your religion.
外邦人虽然没有律法
，The Gentile even though they have no religion.
虽然无神论说没有上帝
，Even though atheist has no God.
但他没有办法逃走。
But they can escape.
因为上帝已经把是非之心、良心的功用放在他。
Because God put a function of this conscience in us.
当他每一次知道不应当做去做的时候，他就亏欠上帝。
Every time when he knows that he doesn't have to do, but he did it, then he falls short of the glory of God.
他每一次知道这个应当做，偏偏不做的，他又在亏欠上帝。
Every time when he knows that he must do this thing, he doesn't do it, he falls short of the glory of God.
世人都犯罪
，All have sinned.
亏欠上帝。
Also of the glory of God.
那怎么办呢
？What to do now?
除了耶稣基督以外
，Other than Jesus,
没有办法解脱。
There's no way to be saved.
没有办法成就。
No way to be saved.
没有办法使我们得到自由。
No way for us to be liberated.
所以当这个道理一明白以后
，When you understand this,
神在基督里赐下救恩。
God in Christ gives salvation.
是信他的人得到自由。
For those who believe in Him will be saved.
为什么需要信他？
Why say we need to believe in him?
为什么需要得到拯救呢
？Why say we need to be saved?
世人都犯了罪
，because all have sinned.
亏欠了上帝
，for short of the glory of God.
愿上帝赐福给我。
God bless us.
今天我讲到这里
，Today I'll stop here.
下一次我还把这几节讲完美。
Next time I'll complete expounding on this.
说明白这是救恩论的序言何等重要。
So that you know the prolegomena of the doctrine of salvation is so important.
感谢上帝
，Praise the Lord.
我们低头祷告
，We bow head for prayer.